What it do? Welcome to another episode of Chewing the Fat. This is our sip and chat New Year's Eve get together with me and King Kelso. Safa can't be here. He got some small ones and family stuff to do.
But we're he's a little busy.
He's what?
He's a little busy raising a family and shit.
Yeah, he's a little busy with some little ones. What's up, King Kelso?
What's going on with you, man?
Nah, man. Chilling. Just woke up. About to open this Jim Beam apple and eat cherry turnover my wife made.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds like a breakfast of champions.
That's a breakfast for champs. Later.
I'm going to be real. Right now, champ. Check this out, man. I got this Frankly Organic. It's a vodka made with organic strawberries and lemons.
Oh, damn. Strawberry and lemons?
Yeah.
Can you taste strawberry good?
Yeah, you can taste everything good. The lemons is real strong, too.
Shit. Yeah, not much different like that.
Yeah, but it's very strong. Oh, my God. This will be the best one for anybody that has, like, the celiac disease, any type of gluten intolerance. Yeah, you ain't going to miss nothing with this.
Are you drinking it straight?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
It's sweet, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I really need, man, maybe some ice and some weed. Other than that, you don't need nothing else.
I bought some ice and weed. That's it. You never know what that do. Ice and weed.
It's really that simple. It's good, though.
So we figured today we would sit here and just have a little chit-chat about 2019 and sip on us some and, you know, puff us some and hope y'all doing the same thing. If you're listening, go ahead and hit that pause. Go get you something to sip on. If you're smoking something, depending where you're at, you can do that too if you want to. But just get back, relax, and just enjoy the conversation on your ear.
Yeah, we're going to be good over here.
Yeah, we're going to be straight. Let me get my head right real quick. Get some of this 3D medicine.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can hear bubbling over there.
I got this nice, I'll talk about this nice bong, man, this Marty, Rick and Marty bong, man. I'm straight. All right, 2019, man, has been crazy this year.
Yes, sir.
Crazy. So many things has happened. I don't know what the biggest thing is, but I think Trump getting impeached is pretty big.
That's huge.
Because what is he, the third president?
Yeah.
To get impeached?
Yeah. Now, and you know that's killing his ego.
Oh, yeah. He's still so mad about this. They said he's, like, depressed in the White House right now.
Yeah. Because he knows no matter what, no matter how he spends it, whatever he says, he's still going to be the third president that would be impeached.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And to me, I think that's what the whole thing was about. I don't think they feel like they could get him out of office.
Right.
But because of the type of person he is and how he's always on the attack, degrading the Democrats, this was like their blow to him. Like, no matter what you say about us, no matter what you do, you're going to go down in history as only the third president being impeached.
Yeah, I think you're right, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Because you know, Mitch-ass McConnell ain't going to let him get kicked out to the White House.
Nah, they're already saying it. You know what I mean? And I don't know, how can you present yourself to be fair when you're already telling everybody it's going to be over quick?
Yeah.
He's not going to get impeached.
Yeah.
How fair is that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, we've had a year where we had so many women that has been brought to the White House, man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's been just all kind of different races of women. I mean, it's the biggest of ever for the Democrats.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing, man. If you look at the side of the Democrat, you see different kind of races. Man, ton of women of all races.
Yeah.
you look on the Republican side, you see about one, two, three women, all white men, with one or two blacks sprinkled up in there.
Right.
That can't work, that, man.
There's no possible way.
It just can't.
You know what I mean? It's like you got a group of everybody that thinks the same way.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way you can tell me that that's the best thing for the country. When everybody thinks the same way.
Right.
And you got a country full of all different types of people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, man, to me, I just look at it as this particular group, they feel threatened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They spent years of being in control of just about everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a white male dominated society forever.
Yeah.
All right? So now it's changing. And it's supposed to change.
Yeah,
I mean that's just how it should be.
Yeah, it's the most diverse class of lawmakers we've had, dude. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. What else was good that happened? Let's see. Taiwan.
What about?
Is now allowing same-sex marriages, man.
How?
That's a huge step for them.
That's big.
Siri, nobody talking
yes.
to you right now.
Siri want to know about that shit, too.
Siri want to know about that, too?
Yeah, Siri like, what? Taiwan did who?
Yeah, Taiwan, man. Yo, that's.
Is that the first Asian country to do it?
I don't know if it's the first one to do it. I'm assuming it is. This is pretty big.
Yeah,
pretty big news.
That's a huge deal, because, you know, they're like, completely against homosexuality and all that.
Yep. We have Missy Elliott got inducted to the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Mrs. She's a goat.
Mrs. All right. let's see. We got Spike Lee getting his first Oscar.
And well, that was for the Klansman movie, right?
Yeah. Black Klansman.
Yeah. And that was Denzel Washington's son, huh?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I had never seen this movie yet.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
I have a thing about movies, about slave movies and war movies. I don't like to watch, man.
Nah. No, this is a Spike Lee joint.
I know. I need
to. So he put a good twist on it.
Okay.
From what I understand, it was like a real story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Guy got on the phone and hoodwinked them folks and letting them join the KKK.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I'm glad Spike finally got a damn Oscar.
It's about damn time, man.
It is. Because he put out a lot of great movies.
He did, man. Powerful shit, too.
Yeah.
So it is good to see that you got that.
Yeah. He was happy.
Oh, yeah.
Then he had to throw that little jab at the president. I say little jab. He literally said, fuck him.
Yeah.
Which is okay. What about all these stars dying, though?
Oh, yeah. We got, it's a man. I guess
it's a list,
man, ain't it? Like,
a huge list. But the thing that really messed me up is John Singleton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to me, that was, not like any death is necessary, but that was unnecessary death because he suffered from a lot of black man disease. You know what I mean? Not for real. Stuff that we're really are prone to, yeah. And he paid no attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the first thing that we want to do is black folks, we want to judge people's health by whether they're skinny or they're fat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's the immediate thing that we want to do.
Yeah.
Not realizing. There's plenty of skinny motherfuckers that like knocking on death's doorstep every fucking day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The high cholesterol, hereditary things that they don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
You know? And it's crazy. Yeah. You know? And for him, he died because he didn't pay attention to the basic stuff that as black men we're supposed to be on top of. You know, the high blood pressure and high cholesterol. You know, it's shit that, man, to be honest, I personally learned it from watching my white friends. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Listening to them, how they always talk about their numbers.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck that mean, your numbers? What is that? You know, and then just to break it down, man, you're getting your cholesterol shit, all this shit checked on a regular basis. Not that it's going to prevent death, but it'll help you not contribute to your own demise.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I think there's a lot of us need to do better at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true, man. Because I would really, I tell my wife had diabetes. She had it for a long time now. I mean, she's going on like 19 plus, 20 plus years with diabetes. Yeah. But she watched the numbers good. That's why I first started hearing the number thing.
Yeah.
And then even before I got my kidney failure, before I even knew kidney failure was something I even had, I didn't even know about the numbers.
Right.
Until I found out I had kidney failure and they told me the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
The numbers, numbers matter, man. All that shit matter.
You know
I mean? But the first, yeah, because first thing we want to do, everybody, is I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah.
And that's cool. In a lot of cases, if you lose weight, it will affect your numbers.
Right.
But don't get fooled.
No, don't get definite. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're thinking, oh, I lost 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. Now I'm healthy.
Yeah.
Nope. No. Not if you're a certain race.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Certain family. No, that's just the beginning of what your numbers should be like. You know what I mean?
Have you just started. Yeah. Have you seen Deion Cole stand up yet?
No.
Dude.
Now, you talked about it last time. I need to check it out.
Man, I love Deion. I've been loving Deion. I'm glad you guys don't stand up, man. But it's good, man. We had this one section. We discussed that a lot of white guys are going after black women, right?
Yeah.
He's saying that. And they're not just going for, like, Alicia Keys. They're going for, like, Viola Davis, dark skin color sisters.
Yeah.
He said that's what they should do. If you're going to go black, go all the way black, right?
That's true.
He said that's what he want to do. He want to go, if he get a white girl, he want to get a white girl that's all white girl. He don't want to get no white girl who talk black to him. That defeats the purpose, right?
Nah.
Did he say he was a white girl that that cooks supper? Because he never had supper, right? He said, I never had supper before. He said, and he found out that supper's out. It's 5 p.m. every day on the clock. That's what he want. Because brothers, we be eating our beds. And all down there, he said, because they also got a table after, so called supper table. So they got a table called after this shit, right? He said, black people be eating our beds, paper, trays. And then the food for the white girl on supper comes out every day at 5 o'clock. But black people cook, food come out at like 9:45 p.m. You eat, and then your wife's sending you to bed. Eat, get your ass to bed. That's why we got high blood pressure and shit. Like, the sisters, start cooking shit at 5 p.m. so we can work them calories off.
Right. Instead of sleeping on that.
And that made so much clearer.
That's a cultural thing, though.
That is true.
That's just how we grew up.
We eat so late, and we go right to bed. Ain't nothing getting burned off.
Go eat your food and take your ass to sleep.
That is so true, man.
That's what you grew up doing.
Yep.
As soon as you finish eating, go wash up and go to bed.
Yep.
Not knowing the whole time that you fucking setting that baby up for a heart attack when he's 45 years old.
Yep.
You're slowly killing your baby. Don't even know it.
I don't even know it, man. It's crazy, you know? Man. Also, John Witherspoon passing away.
Yeah, that was hard, man.
Yeah, because I follow him and his son on YouTube, man. And to know that I'm not going to be seeing him no more on YouTube doing stuff, and that's crazy, man. Elijah Cummings.
Yeah.
I wish he was still alive to see this impeachment, because I know he wanted it bad.
Oh, God. I know, man. If just 5 minutes before he passed away, if he was able to see that, man, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
But good thing is that not only did he leave a huge, powerful legacy for his family, but see, now his family get to see that.
Yeah.
He got what he thought should happen.
Yeah.
It was that impeachment of that fucking clown.
Yeah. Another person who passed away. I don't know if you know her, Linda Porter. She played in, I watched Superstore.
Mm-hmm.
And she's this old lady that played in Superstore, real old lady. Her name was Merle. She passed away.
Yeah,
she passed away.
That was a cute little old lady.
No, man, she was funny, man. But, man, and that's how we watch a live show that's current right now, and somebody on that passed away. And you know that.
She was already old, though.
Yeah, she was. She was up there. But she was smart and, you know, and mentally there because she did her role and stuff. And she had no small role. She did some stuff in that, you know?
Yeah. But I think, man, when you get to that age,
yeah,
what my research, the little research I've done,
mm-hmm.
is that, man, you can be sound mind and all that.
Yeah.
But infections is what kill a lot of older people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Biggest pneumonia. Lung infections, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
because it takes so much energy to fight them.
Yeah.
You know, you get to a certain age, your body just can't put up that fight for so long.
Yeah.
You know, so you get somebody like her, you look like, man, she was still functional, but 80 is 80, no matter what.
Right. Emily Hartridge, she's a YouTube star, she's 35.
Real what popular
on YouTube. She died in a electric scooter collision. Age 35, man. Yeah. Yeah. They actually announced it on her Twitter that she had passed away and in a fatal crash.
What did she do? What kind of YouTube stuff?
I don't even follow her. I don't even know what she did on her YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cameron Boyce, I don't know if you know him or not. Did you ever watch, I love watching the Grown Ups. Grown Ups 1 and 2. You ever see that with,
Yeah.
You know.
With Adam Sandler now?
Yeah, you know his son, the youngest one with the freckles?
Yeah, I seen a picture of him. He committed suicide though, didn't he?
I thought he was, he's a medical condition. He had some kind of, yeah. He was having seizures, a lot of seizures.
Oh, okay.
And I think he passed away in his sleep while having a seizure. Yeah, so when I saw that, I was like, damn, man. Because I watched that show so many times, man.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies, man. And I always see that kid on there, man. And I like, now I know he passed away just recently. It's just like crazy.
It is, man. It lets you know, man, life is fragile.
Yeah. Let's see who else we got here. It's a lot, man. Like, it would take you at least a week to go through this list of people who died since 19. It's unbelievable how many people we lose, and there's so many people in this world where we don't really realize how many people has passed away.
What about what do you think about did you ever follow Nipsey Hussle at all?
You know what, man? I hate that I never listened to music, really, man. I heard some songs, but I never really got into him, listened to him like I should have, but...
Yeah. Well, for me, it wasn't the music
mm-hmm.
that really got me intrigued. It was watching his interviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about his clothing store, TMC, the Marathon Continues clothing store.
Yeah.
You talk about first time I ever heard the term vertical integration. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So his take on that was you buy a shirt, a sweatshirt, Crenshaw sweatshirt, and on the tag, you scan that QR code and it's active after you purchase it. But when you scan that QR code on your tag, you get his latest single for free.
Oh, yeah. You know who else is doing that? Cardi B mm-hmm. and Nicki did something like that, but wasn't quite with the clothes. And she was hating on Cardi B because she did that, and Cardi B made more sense. But that's smart,
Nipsey started that.
That's smart. Right there.
Yeah, that was the first time I heard the term vertical integration.
That's just technology. That's smart. Why would you not do something like that?
Right. I mean, because like with my business card, right? And it'll take you straight to the quotes section of my website. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I learned that from listening to his interview.
Yeah.
You know, the music is cool. I like his music.
Yeah.
But I was more intrigued with how he had that store set up. You know what I mean? Everything was tied into each other.
That's how you hustle, man. Like, my homeboy used to have a store, man. He was from New York. So he got clothes from New York and he sold it here on the island, on Whidbey Island. And I was helping with his store sometimes, but what I used to do is that he had these hats that don't sell, you know, like ball caps. They weren't really good quality ball caps. He got it for like, he bought them in bulk, so he gets like $2 per hat.
Right.
But you could probably sell them for 10, 15 bucks. So a person come in and buy clothes, they come in and they spend about 30, 40 bucks in there, I would give them a hat, man, for free.
Right.
To them, it's like, whoa, because technically the hat's for sale for 10 bucks. But I'm getting it for free, and they think, oh, man, that's crazy, man. Thanks, man. They come back. And it don't cost you nothing to give them that free hat. Right. That's hustling, man. That's what you're doing, man. That's how you move your product.
That's exactly right. I mean, because I'll tell you last time about the CBG, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I got with this company, and they sent me what I ordered. But when I looked in the box, it had two pre-rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't know they was coming or whatever, but that was me. You know what I mean? So to me, I'm like, say, I got... I did get something for nothing, for free.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me want to, all right, well, I'm going to order something else. Maybe, you know, I'll get something again or maybe not. Or maybe I'll go try one of these pre-rolls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then it'll lead to another sale.
Yeah.
You know? But that's the vertical integration, man. It's like, you know, you make one sale. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you add that next thing, your next product into it? You know, in certain cases, you're giving it away. But if it's good, they're going to come back. But think about who that first business model that you heard of back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
A motherfucker would give you something. Knowing that it was good, and you was going to come back and be their customer.
Yeah.
Do you remember what business that was? Illegal business? That's how motherfuckers sold crack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I give you some of this shake, the little scraps. You go smoke that, and you think it's good. Now you coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the shake ain't no different than the weed. It's just the trash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't rock it up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I can give it to you for free. You go hit that.
Yeah.
And now you coming back.
Yeah. You know? It's smart, man.
Yeah, it's smart.
And because you know, like, it didn't cost you anything to really make that song. Probably, he probably make his own music, own beat, got his own studio. But most likely, it's going to be on the internet anyway, illegally. Mm-hmm. People are going to download it illegally anyway. So why not give it away free with your clothes?
You ain't even got to look for it. It's right here.
Yeah, right here.
You know what I mean? You ain't got to go to no website, nothing. I'm giving it to you right here.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it was. That's the stuff that I admired about him.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That was like smartest stuff ever to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I never heard that term. And then just start listening to how he wanted, you know, reinvest in his neighborhood and do all these different things, man.
Yeah.
It was good.
Tim Conway passed away.
Yeah. Man, how long have we been watching that guy?
Dude, man, I used to love to watch him with Cara Burnett. He put that old dude that walked real slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the short dude on his knees. Yo, that's, that's where Bart got that shit from, yo.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He watched it, too. Yeah. He grew up on it, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's some funny stuff.
Damn, man. That's good stuff, man. There's just a lot of people that we can go on this list forever, man. Because there's so many people has passed away this year. It's just,
that's crazy. Hey, but check this out. That's what I want to You see, you follow rap pretty closely.
Not as much as I used to, but
you know who WAC 100 is?
Yeah, I know WAC 100. Yep.
Now, did you ever saw the video?
Of what?
After a dude snuffed him, Nipsey Hussle's bodyguard snuffed him.
No, I never saw the video of that. I just read about it.
Listen, I watched the video.
Uh huh.
And in the video, he says this dude knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they're like, man, what's going on? What's going on, blood? What's going on? Yeah, nigga, J-Rock. J-Rock. They're like, what happened? He knocked me out. What? So now they activated. Now they're ready to go.
Mm.
You know? But the whole time, he come on a little show talking about he ain't getting knocked out.
But he said but Matt, in the video.
But you see it in the video.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you look at his behavior, it's like a dude that just woke up.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know, man, he just woke up. He just trying to figure out what's going on. You know what I mean? He tried to find out who put him to sleep. You man. Know, it's just like, man, to me, because I like him.
Yeah.
On a lot of things that he says, because it's real life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But on the whole Nipsey Hussle thing, he wasn't articulate enough to express what he was really trying to say. So he came off as a hater. And what happened was the same thing that he accused Nipsey Hussle of falling victim to.
Yeah.
He was saying that Nipsey should have never called that dude a snitch.
Mm.
He should have never called him a snitch and not expect for him to
retaliate.
Come back home. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, which is absolutely true. All right?
But he was saying that nigga was crazy anyway, I think.
Oh yeah, he was. And he was a snitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, he did the same thing with Nipsey.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't a legend. He didn't sell all these records. And he wasn't this. He wasn't that. But then you surprised when one of his homeboys come back and retaliate?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now you mad. You won't go look. You know, you woke up in a panic, you know, looking for J-Rock. Man, J-Rock already did what he needed to do. You know, and it was the same thing.
Yeah.
So that means you're not a gangster either.
I tell you what though. I hope in 2020 these niggas stop beefing, man. And just
for
make
real.
Money in music, man.
Yeah.
It ain't worth
it. Don't make
days,
no sense,
man.
Nah. Cause you got somebody in their circle that wanna take it all the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just can't rap. They can't rap.
And
you know, but they can pack.
Yeah.
They can pack a gun. They can shoot.
It's usually the one that don't have the talent, yo.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucks it up for everybody.
Everybody.
So I hope 2020 that these dudes start talking to each other, man, and make music together.
Yeah.
So some of these cats could be beefing, man. Can you imagine they shit they can make if they do it together?
Yeah.
The album they can put together.
Yeah, but it's like that Meek Mill and Drake issue.
Mm-hmm.
They asked Meek Mill, like, man, what was that about? He's like, I don't know. I was high most of the time. He's like, man, I was an addict. I'm on Percocets and all these different pills.
Yeah.
He said, man, I can't take. You know? Yeah. He's like, that's why he's like, going to jail for that length of time saved my life. You know what I mean? So he got a chance to see what it was like to be out here without being under the influence.
Yeah.
You know? So, the first thing he did, all the people that he knew that his issues wasn't real, he went and he apologized.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think in this day and age, this dude being the age he is, for him to do that, to me, it spoke volumes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, so whoever raised him, they raised a real man. Cause he don't have to do it. He's gonna be rich no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what he was talking about, like, these dudes like really my friend, and I flipped out on him. You know what I mean? He's like, so that was unacceptable.
Yeah.
You know who else I like?
Who?
Was the same reason.
Who?
The goddamn Gucci Mane.
Man, I was just gonna say that next, man. He
oh,
made the biggest improvement I think in his life.
Yes.
Out of anybody
yeah.
I think of, man.
Cause well,
I thought
you know
for sure
cool,
he
though?
Wasn't gonna make it.
Nah, I just knew he wasn't. You know,
wow.
And the thing is,
mm-hmm.
as much improvement as he made, he's still that hardcore OG type Gucci.
Right.
You know what I mean? So right. he ain't like he, you know, switched up and now he, you know, everything puppy dogs and ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, but when he was under that influence, he made amends with all the people that he knew he did wrong because of the drugs and the alcohol.
Right.
And he fixed that.
Lost weight and everything, dude.
Yeah. But then at the same time, you know, you get out of line, he going to handle it. Because you ever watch The Breakfast Club?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So he was on there one day and Angelique had said something about it. And he called her out.
Yeah.
You know, like, you trying to get in my hotel room. Get back. So they had to sell out about that.
Yeah.
And DJ Envy, being a true light skin, he get on there. You know, he trying to defend his girl. And that's cool.
Yeah.
But he starts saying some not so cool stuff about Gucci Mane's wife.
Oh, I see right there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Gucci said. He said, man, you ain't say nothing about my wife. You know what I mean? Because the thing is, he was talking about the stuff that he heard about her before she married Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on, man. First of all, I don't know too many people marrying their virgins. You know what I mean? So everybody going to have some kind of past.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all of it ain't going to be nice. Yeah. All of it ain't going to be stuff that you want to share. So for him to get out of pocket and talk about that dude's wife, man, Gucci said he going to slap the shit out that nigga. Mm. Charlamagne the God interviewed him, right? And he's like, wait a minute, man, all that transformation you did, and this is what you're still talking about? He was like, man, they ain't got nothing to do with it. That man talked about my wife.
Right.
My wife ain't had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he going to need to explain to me why he did it.
Yeah.
And if I don't like what he's saying, I'm going to slap the shit out of him. You know what I mean? So it's like, what can you do?
Yeah, I used to watch Breakfast Club, man, but sometimes Charlamagne be rubbing me the wrong way, man. That's what they be pissing me off, man.
All of them piss me off.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? When I say all of them piss me off, because I don't think they don't think about what they say enough.
They don't, man. They're not really good interviewers, man.
No, they're just talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no script to it. There's no thought going into the questions. They just ask the first shit to come to their mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to me, it's like you're losing sight of all the potential good that you can do when you don't research and ask real good questions.
Yeah. Okay, and more of a positive side of 2019,
yeah.
Black women own the beauty pageants.
Man, how about that, though?
We got one crown Miss World. We got one crown Miss Universe, Miss Teen USA, Miss USA, and Miss America, all are black women. Dude.
Yeah, and they're all different shades.
All different shades.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's beautiful.
That's a good thing, man. And also 2019, Disney Plus introduced us to Baby Yoda.
Oh, man,
everybody,
listen.
Everybody like Baby Yoda, yo.
Yeah. I already ordered mine.
You ordered your Baby Yoda?
Yeah. Yeah, it come out May 2020.
Oh, done?
Yeah.
I gotta give you one. Shit, everybody, Baby Yoda, y'all.
Yeah, pre-order that Joker now.
Oh man, that's crazy.
What about you watch Mandalorian?
That's what I'm talking about, Baby Yoda.
No, I'm saying, do you watch it though?
I watched the first and second one. I'm trying to get Liz to start watching with me before I go any further. So I'm behind.
Okay. Yeah, we already on chapter 7, man.
Are you on 7 already?
Yeah.
Damn, y'all ain't playing around. So y'all like it then?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody liked it. Everybody said it's good. I know it's good.
That's real
good. The first two was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's real good.
Let's see. What else you got here? We got, some other stuff, man. What 2019 was good for you? Or has it been just a really rough year? It's kind of rough on my end, but.
Yeah, it's 50-50, man.
Yeah, 50-50.
You know what I mean? I retired May 31st, which was a good thing.
Yeah, a huge thing, yeah.
You know, but then I went straight into, you know, my dad cancer coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that that shit's been rough, you know.
Yeah.
Because he found out that he had a heart issue, and we haven't even got to the cancer that spread it to his kidney.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He got to get his urethra reconstructed.
Yeah.
He got a lot of shit that we haven't even gotten to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but even with that, man, as bad as that was for him, you know, it made us closer. So it was pretty shitty, but still something good came out of it.
Hey, no matter how you get there, as long as you get there, yo.
That's how we fit. That's how both of us fit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Shit, we don't spend no time talking about why, you know, we waited so long. And mm-hmm. Hell no. Don't do none of that.
Yeah. You don't need to. Shit. Nah. Oh, you ready? You passed it. Doing a good thing now, then that's it. That's it. Leave on that. End it on that. It's been a very adventurous 2019. A lot of stuff has been going on, but hopefully 2020 will be better.
Yeah, I think it will.
Hope so, man. We need some changes in this world, all over the place, and everything.
Yeah.
But I see the future, man. Future is good, man. I think it's going to be good, man. It's exciting. Especially when it comes to technology. People are scared of technology, but I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's going to be fun, man.
Yeah, man. I think I talked about, you know, I started doing the Uber stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I had a blind guy in there, and he happened to work for the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a pretty important job. Right, so he started telling me about all the different technological advances for people with impaired vision.
Mm-hmm.
They got an app that they can join, and they got operators or whatever. You call in, and you could be at Walgreens. You know, and you want to go straight to where the Benadryl is.
Mm-hmm.
So you get on this app. They get on and they access your camera on his phone.
Yeah.
So he hold the phone up. I said, okay, well, you need to go left 20 steps, then make a quick right 15 steps, and it's going to be at the bottom shelf.
Yeah.
Or you hold up a pill bottle or aspirin bottle or whatever. Hey, read what's on this bottle to me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, and then I've had several. Since that guy, the next visually impaired guy I had in my ride, he was actually friends of this guy. You know what I mean? So they were friends.
Yeah.
You know, so, and he had his own business and he worked for the state. And I've had another guy that I picked up visually impaired, and all of them are on Facebook. My nephew, he's visually impaired, but I don't think he knows how to use the app as well.
Yeah.
These guys. Because some of the shit he posts, I'm like, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Mm.
But these guys, they got it down. And it reads back all their notes or alerts so fast. Like, it'll go from what somebody replied to their comment on Facebook was to, oh, you just got a new email from blah, 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 blah. Or you just got a text from Sam. He said blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about, that's like, and it's going at lightning fast speed to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All these different things. But he's like answering. He'll pause, answer the email.
Mm-hmm.
Start back up, reply to Facebook. You know what I mean? And he's doing all this just with his voice. You know? Technology is something else, man.
You know, I have an idea, man. Something that I think would be cool and for the future for people who are blind.
Yeah.
And I thought about this based on, like, the current electric car situation we're having, like the Teslas and everybody else making electric cars now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how a lot of black people, when they walk in, they have their little cane and sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if they could put cameras on those things, right? And have a system like Siri or... you know, Google Voice or Alexa and that, whatever, but as you're walking with this cane and has the cameras and everything, you also can have your earbuds in, which you probably do anyway because you're walking and mm-hmm. music. But the cane tells you, it guides you just like it does if you're driving a car. It tells you when pedestrians are in front of you. It tells you when a curve is coming up. It tells you when to stop. It gives you directions in your earbuds where to go. And it can literally walk you through this whole city, and you're aware of everything's around you, man. I like that.
Well, check this out.
For somebody to get that, man, and make that and use that.
Well, check this out, brother. They got glasses for that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But and it's so hold on, but it got the camera. It has the camera on it, mm-hmm. and it has the earbuds on the glasses. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. Cause I just found out, you know what I mean, all this stuff that they can get, you know. The guy's like, man, I just like showing off my technology.
Yeah.
He said, you like, you see these glasses, and it does exactly what you just said. It yeah, goes no. through that app, and a person just it'll guide them, and instead of using their phone camera mm-hmm. and holding it up, they just put the glasses on.
Yeah.
So basically, theoretically, if this guy wanted to. He could leave his house without his cane and just walk around. You know what I mean? With this person telling him, hey, stop, there's a step. Turn right here. Turn left right here. You know, you're at the crosswalk. All right. You got 10 seconds before it turns red. All those different things.
Yeah, that's cool right
so,
there.
Yeah, so yeah, you put that shit on the cane too?
Yeah.
I'm sure it'd be a lot less expensive than those glasses.
I think it'd be pretty sick, but cost a lot to make.
Yeah, and I think that's why the glasses were the first option. You know what I mean? Because that technology pretty much already existed.
I don't know if anybody thought about putting on a cane though.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why they picked the glasses.
Yeah. Because
they would probably be too expensive. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What else going down in 2019 you can think of that was some importance? Good or bad, probably. Let's see. It's a lot of stuff, man. It's crazy how much things can happen in 1 year.
Yeah.
but it seems like... When the month gets in, like it's December now, right? You think, okay, it's already here. It don't seem like a year was that long.
Nah.
But you look at everything that happened, it's just thousands of things that happened.
Yeah. It is a lot of stuff, man, but I don't know. I think for the most part, it's been a pretty rough year on everybody.
I think so, man. Yeah, man. And they keep saying the economy is good, but people are so stupid. That's an overflow from Obama, man. That's it. That's why it started to slow down. It takes 8 years to fuck it up. 8 years to correct it. If you go back in the past, look at Bush Sr. When he was in, the economy was fucked up for the 8 years he was in.
Yeah.
Clinton came in, fixed that shit within 8 years.
Yeah.
Bush Jr. took over with a good economy. By halfway of his term, it started stopping and slowing down. And at the end of his 8 year, it got fucked.
Yeah.
Obama came in again, got it when it was truly fucked up. In his 8 years, he corrected it. Trump has not taken over and is still riding the coattail of that first two years. It's starting to stop. It's slowed down a little bit now. And if he's going to go a whole full 8 years, we'll be back fucked up again. And the next president comes through after them, go out and try to fix it again. That's the pattern.
It's always a pattern. But I'll tell you what, though. I don't have the money to capitalize on that last Junior fuck up,
mm-hmm.
like Floyd's buying property for cheap and all that type of shit.
Yeah.
But if old Cheeto Jesus get in there for another, I'll be ready for you hoes. Yeah, go on, bring him back, because I already know what's going to happen. A lot of you motherfuckers going to lose your job, be selling your house real cheap.
Mm-hmm.
My insurance company will be popping by then, and then I'm going to buy you shit. Don't worry about it, I got you.
That's crazy. That's real talk.
Your business, yeah, but I'm ready. Because that's how they do it. That's how these folks keep creating wealth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They already know. They're going to drive that deficit up. You know what I mean? Send us into a damn recession.
Yeah.
And that's when the rich going to get richer.
Mm-hmm.
Because can't nobody else afford to keep their shit.
All the little races.
Yeah.
Poor people. It's funny now.
No. Yeah, you laughing now. Because you want to be like them.
Yeah.
You think if you act like them, you'll be, you know, you'll eventually become them.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I don't know, anybody that still receive food stamps can be conservative.
Hey, what? Yeah. How can that be?
Pause. Hey, listen, Pause. I got people on my Facebook that I know receive food stamps.
Yeah.
My wife friends. I know they do. But they talking all that Donald Trump shit.
Like, I don't understand. How can you not see? I think these people just watch Fox News only, man.
Yeah. That has to.
It can. There's no way you watch any other food thing. I mean, a news program and still feel that way about Trump.
Yeah.
You just can't.
And not realize that if you are currently receiving food stamps, WIC, whatever government assistance, you are the people that he's trying to make life different.
Right, man. You know, and our president lied at some point. They can't tell you the truth about everything.
Can't.
But this president, he lies right in your face.
And dare you to say something.
He would admit it, he lied. Yeah. And keep lying.
Yeah.
Dude, like, shoulder, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that's why I see him do his freaking little speeches and stuff. It's always right behind him. There's always one or two blacks back there. Or Hispanic. Like, I don't know if they paying these people. All the people really, really there to believe that what he's saying. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm hoping they're just paying them. Yeah. Why would you be back to smiling, man?
Man,
the shit that he says.
Fam, you can't even pay me enough.
You can't. Well, I ain't gonna say enough.
No, you can't.
You can't pay you enough?
Nope.
Five mil cash.
Nope.
You wanna just stand back there and don't do nothing?
No.
Shit.
Hell no.
5 million?
I don't care.
Man!
You know why?
Because
I'd be afraid of all the shit that I lose. I have $5 million. But how many more friends you think I'm going to have? Because they ain't going to understand. If I tell you, hey, B, I shake that dude's hand. Mm-hmm. I said, vote for him. They paid me $5 million. Now you looking at it like, man, fuck that. You a sellout.
Cause they all these people say, can I get 100K of that, please? We all cool.
And we're good.
We good.
You want a pie? You want a pie?
I know who you're rooting for.
Okay, all right. If you say it like that.
It's like that Mary J. Blige, that chicken commercial.
What?
What's that the tenor says? They said, what? You got to pay how much? Shit, I would have sung that chicken song as Mary J. Blige.
With a wig on.
With the dance and everything. I mean, the real Mary J. Blige. Like, hell yeah. That paycheck, shit. I ain't got to follow it. I ain't got to vote for this motherfucker. I want that money. But now I feel you. Yeah. Not feel you. It's sometimes it's deeper than money, man.
Your conscience, I don't know, man. Yeah, because I'm kind of corny like that, man. Especially with my daughters and the kids that have been in my program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're passionate. Just about all of them pretty passionate about everything that they do. You know? And I don't know. I just wouldn't want to have to explain that.
Nah, I feel you, man. I'm fucking around. Well, yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
Sometimes something a little bit more than money, man. You know, money is nice, but let's be real. Money don't bring happiness. I mean, it really doesn't. At least not all the time. It can bring a little bit of smile to your face, but...
Yeah.
It also can bring a lot of goddamn problems. Look at all these stars committing suicide and all that.
Yeah.
They rich.
Yeah.
How are you depressing you rich? We don't know because we're not rich. They got different problems.
They got a whole lot of different problems.
So, don't even matter.
You know, when they bills come due, it ain't no $100 for the light bill.
Uh-uh.
Ain't no damn $200 phone bill. Nah, people want millions of dollars, man.
Dude, can you imagine you get your Lexus bill is $10,000 for that month? What?
No, I don't even want to think about that.
10 grand for electric?
What?
Shit.
Nah.
Y'all need to turn off these goddamn 16-bedroom lights, yo.
Hell yeah. Well, I'm putting padlocks on every light switch.
But if you was rich, yeah. though, if you hit the lottery tomorrow, you hit $375 million, would you go buy a house that has like 16 bedrooms and shit?
Hell no.
I don't need all that. Why do stars buy these big places and they got a family of three?
From what I understand, I don't know if they investment? Still do it. It's investment and tax write-offs.
It is with tax write-offs, but I mean.
But here's the thing, though. No, because back in the day, it was based on the value of the house. So the bigger the house, the bigger the tax deduction.
Right.
But guess who changed that?
Who?
Cheeto Jesus.
Did he?
Yep.
I didn't know he changed that.
Yeah. He can own the maximum, I think, is only $10,000.
Boy, putting in that work for his people, ain't he?
Yeah.
Damn. Let's see what else going on in 2019, man. 2019 is gone, just about. We got a couple more days left. Any New Year's Eve plans? You going out to party or you stay home? What are you doing?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to find somewhere.
Oh, you be working? Me and my...
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Find somewhere for me and my girl to go.
Okay.
Nah.
I don't know what we're going to do. We might just be at home watching this stuff on TV. Yeah. But I don't know. It's crazy in these streets on Earth.
It is, man.
I'm trying to Earth make it home.
Yeah, but shit, man. Some days I get tired of staying in the house, though.
See, I love my house, man. I love being home, man. My wife loves it, too. We love being at home chilling, man, watching our shows. But you're right. Sometimes we got to get out. Sometimes we just go ride around sometimes, man. Look at shit. That's fun, too, just to ride around sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't got to be no destination. You know what I mean? Nothing major. You know, like yesterday, we want you to move. Mm-hmm. I got that... That AMC, A-list
joint. You better have it.
Where you get, yeah, so, you know, I get a few free movies a week. Mm-hmm. We just do it like that.
You do 60 in the time, right?
Yeah. Every other week. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, shit. Movies cost $12. A little popcorn or whatever.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to stay in the house.
Yeah. Over here, man, going out, it's like, You can go somewhere here, man. You feel like you're a whole different goddamn country sometimes.
Yeah.
It's so crazy over here, man. Like, yeah, it's just a lot of places where you can go. It's pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. Hey, check it out. That is right. Beginning in 2018, state and local taxes, including property taxes, are limited to $10,000 per year. So that's, if it's limited to 10, then you're going, that's your maximum deduction is 10. So buying these big ass houses is no longer a tax advantage.
Man, I don't know.
Thanks to Cheeto Jesus.
Cheeto Jesus.
Goofy ass.
Oh man. 2020, hopefully, the podcast, we're gonna try to get this jumping off. We're gonna be more involved into the podcast. Yeah. Example would be like today, doing this today. I got a lot of ideas. I want to do t-shirts.
Okay.
So we'll be going over some information on that together and show you how to do the t-shirts. And there's a lot of things you want to do, man. We want to. I like to do giveaways, but we got to get callers in or get people on Instagram or the DM us. We got to get people involved to do the giveaways, but
what's the best way of doing that, you think?
It's so many ways with things we can do. We can do a contest. We can have people come through and just call in with some kind of we can ask a question. We can choose the best answer. We can have people go to our Instagram and follow us, and we can just do, like, if you go to our Instagram and follow us now, We'll take somebody from all the followers, because it's a program you can use to grab everybody comments or whatever, and the system, the computer itself, will randomly pick somebody, a person.
Oh, okay.
And then you can make that person become the winner just by going to our Instagram and following us and leaving a comment on one of our photos or something. Simple as that. You know, there's always ways you can do it. And then they will contact us through DM like Instagram, give us their address, name and stuff, and only be a U.S. only because it's too expensive to ship anywhere else.
Right.
And just let them know that, you know, once the address is given to us, once we send the information off, the package off, whatever, the email is just, I mean, the address is destroyed. You will have to give us again if you want to get in the future. We won't keep your information. So I like to make that clear to people when I do stuff like that. But we want to do more stuff like that. We want suggestions. We want people to call in, give us suggestions, what you want us to talk about, what you want to see from us, hear from us. Just a more, we'd like to get more, you know, participation from the audience. Once our audience built back up, we lost a lot of audience because we was gone for a while.
Right.
So we're trying to get these people back and get more people in, and that's just going to be, because we're going to be consistent on putting out the product.
That's going to be live, man.
And we're trying to make it fun for y'all and also informational at the same time. And yeah, I just want to mix it up. We, you know, we might even get, maybe 2020, we might even think about getting to video podcast a little bit sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I think we should do like once a month.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Yeah, we'll figure out some kind of program. We get us all on there. I know Skype does it, but I'm not sure if a free version does it.
Okay.
But we'll find something. There's something
I'm sure it's out there.
Yeah, somewhere. But other than that, anything else you want to talk about, man? 2019?
Nah.
About to be gone.
It was a difficult year for me personally. But at the same time, man, I've learned so much. You know what I mean? My outlook on life is completely different. You know? And
what is your outlook on life now?
Man, I'm glad you asked that, my brother. Man, I think just what I've learned is just being able to enjoy the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, I used to wake up in a panic. I always worried about something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was always a problem that I felt like I had to fix. You know what I mean? It was like I was under constant pressure. But all that shit was self-imposed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because none of this stuff, man, is... Let's say you're old on the bill. You get behind 1-2 months.
Yeah.
You stressing because you can't seem to find that. As soon as you get some extra money, something else, pay. And that bill keep getting further and further behind.
Yeah.
And you stressing out, right? But think about what's going to happen to you if you don't pay the bill, right? If you can't pay it. Nothing.
Right.
Nobody's going to come in your house and lock your refrigerator and tell you you can't even until you pay Macy's back. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying just abandon all your bills if you don't have to. But what I'm saying is, man, if paying Macy's this payment, or I got to pay for my child's AP test so she can get college credit, I'm going to pay for the AP test. Then I catch back up on Macy's next time. You know what I mean? But for me, Macy's was always, I'm just using them as an example. That was always a priority.
Yeah.
I got to pay this. I got to do this. I got to do that. Instead of just being in the moment, thinking like, okay, well, how can this decision affect the people that I'm close to?
Yeah.
I can hold off on Macy's, catch back up next month. And I can pay this fee for this test and my daughter can have college credit. Which one you think should have been the priority from the jump?
Right.
It should have been a daughter's college credit. But for me, the way my mind was working, man, it was always the wrong thing that was a priority. And the thing that changed me, man, is when I'm talking to my dad and we're just chopping it up. And he was like, man, I just hope I had 10 more years, man. Mm-hmm. I'd be happy with 10 more years.
Yeah, that's sad.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I'll tell you, don't nothing kick you in the ass harder than hearing a man say all he wants is 10 more years to be.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, my whole outlook on life, man, I'm handling what I can handle right now. I'm gonna deal with what I can deal with right now. But my personal connections are gonna come first.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not gonna rush off to some job or something to make some money and leave behind a situation that I need to take care of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If my daughter's having an issue, I'm not gonna tell her, hold on, I'll call you after I get off my side job or after I'm done Uber. None of that. My outlook on it is I'm gonna deal with and enjoy this moment. My kid, you know, my girl, anybody that needs me right now, man, I'm handling that.
Yeah.
Those are real connections.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not worried about all the stuff that ain't even real. You know, Masons don't know me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Masons don't know my dad is fighting cancer.
Right.
Shit. They want their $45. You told me, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You went and bought all these goddamn polos, you're going to have to pay for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't care. You know, that's cool and that's their business.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is I'm changing it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to care about the folks that care about me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I ain't running off to go work nowhere like I used to.
Yeah, man. Stress the motherfucker, man.
Hell yeah. Man, I'm done with that, homie.
Yeah, I've been done with that for a couple of years. Best you know I mean? Can, man. Like, I don't even...
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even... people say, why you buy a house? Like, you know, my wife, I think she wants a house. And I kind of do in a way, too, because I want that a little bit more freedom.
Yeah.
Than we do in this condo, because we got the, you know, home association, all that shit here, man, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But at the same time, I really don't want to deal with that shit. I don't want to deal with the fact that I may have to fix the roof on this bitch or pay somebody to do it or cut the grass. Like I don't wanna think about anything extra
right
than me just wanting to just live right now. That's the point I'm at now.
Yeah, same.
I'm not worrying about saving money. If I see something I wanna get and I have the money to do it, I'm not putting myself out where I can't eat tomorrow, I'm gonna get it, man.
Yeah.
I want it. I ain't gonna be sitting on this money and all this, for all these years, and it makes it easy for me to be able to do that because we only got one kid. He's grown. I got no other kids, so it's different for me. If I had multiple kids at a certain age, I got to think a little bit different.
No, but see, I mean, I feel the same way.
Yeah, because I don't. But yeah, I don't think about all this saving, and we gotta keep enjoy yourself.
But you know how you do that. You buy you a fat ass whole life insurance policy.
Oh yeah.
Let me tell you why. Because one, that's gonna be money that your kid's gonna get, or whoever remaining family member gonna get, and then it builds cash value, and that's money that you can borrow from at 4% interest.
There you go.
Regardless of the market. You know what I mean? So all you doing is kicking down the insurance company. They look $100 a month. $85 a month,
yeah.
And 10 years later, you done built up $12,000 in cash value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's your money now. You your own bank now.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? So $80 ain't nothing. Put that to the side,
yeah.
Huh?
People should look into that.
Yeah.
I mean, but for me right now, I ain't think about none of that shit.
No, but my turn. What you? The minimum that I think you should have is barrel insurance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get you something that's guaranteed. No medical exams, none of that shit. Barrel insurance, guaranteed approval. Man, get you $15,000. Pay them people $45, $50. So when it's time to bury you, ain't nobody stressing. You know what I mean?
I'm going to let Federal deal with that.
See?
Federal going to go ahead and take care of that for me right there. That $100,000, that should be enough to cover that right there. So I'm good.
What you got?
This is a regular medical about life insurance for federal, so that's just gonna be chilling.
Oh, because you actually retired from the government, huh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, your shit different.
Yeah, so I'm straight.
I'm talking
for those who ain't though. That's what you should.
They need that.
Yeah, they need to look into that. That's for real.
Yeah, you ain't gotta do much, man. You can live your life and take care of your loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just don't be a get enough to bury your cremation and shit. It is what it's gonna be.
Now, unless you know, you got other plan, you wanted to be thrown over in the river with some lick in your mouth, that's cheap too.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, man, I like that idea of just living your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you got to, man. And you just can't stress over shit, man. You can't worry about what people say or think.
like, people need to start being more of a listener than a talker, man.
Yeah.
That's wrong with the world now. People don't listen enough. Just listen. Shut up. Just listen. But then again, people get the wrong impression of you. Think because you just listen, they think you just don't want to talk, or you're quiet, or you're not sociable. You're just a listener.
Yeah, people gonna say what they're gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah. So just don't worry about things. Don't stress over things that you can't fix this moment. If you can't fix it right this moment when you're thinking about it, you can't fix it. Don't worry about it. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do, and relax. And find something that you like to do, a hobby. I think everybody needs a hobby, dude.
Gotcha.
I think everybody needs a hobby. Yeah. Or something. And the person you with needs a hobby. Or yeah. Something.
Because if not, they go, you're going to become their hobby.
Right.
And they're going to bug the shit out of you.
Right. It just makes everything better. Even if the hobby is something you do together, that's your hobby. It needs to be a hobby, man.
Right.
And the main thing, though, really, the main thing is don't stress.
Right.
Don't stress. Don't get down. It's always somebody worse off of you. No matter what situation you're going through right now, you can lose your leg tomorrow. Somebody lost two.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. It's always somebody worse off of you. Just be happy that you're able to do what you're able to do at that moment. If you got one leg, you got to hop to the store. Just be happy you can hop to the store.
Yeah.
No, you could be pushed to the store.
Yeah.
So, just don't stress over shit no more, man. If you have to, if you're in a state that allows you to smoke legally marijuana or CBD or see whatever kind, do it. Cause that will change your life. I'm not telling you to get in and sell your house for some weed. You shouldn't have to do that. But just do it in moderation. It will just change your life, man. It'll just mellow you out. Things that normally stress you out won't stress you out anymore.
Right. You're gonna forget about it. By moderation, I mean every day. Moderately throughout the day. That's what I'm talking about. Cause I ain't gonna let you hoes kill me. No, sir.
Hey, if you do it every day like that, then there's no problem to sneak through. No cracks.
There's nothing.
No cracks.
I'm solid, homie. Yes, sir. I'm ready for him.
You can't get in. You cannot get in.
No, you will not penetrate my armor, homie.
And that's it, man. That's it. What you just said is classic. Don't let that hate penetrate your armor, yo.
Can't, man. Shit, no.
Man, don't let that negative in your positive world, man. Stay positive about everything. When you give somebody money, loan them money, expect them to get it back. Loan somebody money, expecting I'm not going to get it back. If you get it back, that's grand.
Right.
If you don't get it back, you still got to go to work tomorrow. You still got to eat the same food. You got to cook. You got to feed your kids. Nothing changed in your life.
Nope.
You just don't have the money you gave the person. That's it. But everything got to go on. Don't worry about that shit.
You can't.
Don't hang around a lot of liars. Cut the liars loose. Cut them loose.
Yeah.
Liars are no good to be around, dude.
No, they're not.
Don't hate on people. Get around free from these haters. Just clear your life for this negative shit, man. And just live your life as positive as possible. And you're going to find, man, that your body is probably going to change. Your look going to change.
Yeah.
Your skin going to change. You're not sitting there stressing and biting your nails and worry so much, so your body just takes a beating on the mental side, which makes it go down physically.
Yeah, that's what people don't understand, man.
Yeah.
That stress will eat you up, man.
Yeah. And if you are having problems, man, find somebody you can talk to, man. Somebody that ain't judgmental.
Two things you're going to always need, man. Three things you're going to always need. Therapist. Liquor store and a weed man. You get those three, man. I don't care what order you put them in, but you use those things on a moderate daily basis. Your life gonna be good, homie.
And if you lucky,
talk about
and live in a state like I live in, they be next door to each other.
Next door, Listen, I mean, cause look, you gonna talk about it. That's gonna de-stress. You gonna relax your mind. Yeah, you know what I mean? But a little bit of each one, a little bit of liquor, a little bit smoke CBD, CBG, you know, full on marijuana, whatever it is, man. You know, do a little bit of it, combine those things, and just chill all the way the fuck on out, man.
Yeah, and your therapist, you got to pay to have a therapist. Therapist could be your homie. Yeah. You ride in the car to the store.
Yeah.
That's a therapist right there. Discuss what you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Go on liquor store, get you some drink. Go next door, get you some bud. Head home, and there you go.
And he's right. And shit, do what we do. Start a goddamn podcast.
There you go.
And do all three.
And just let it all out, man.
Yeah.
You know, I play like a game, so I get on Overwatch, I'm blowing heads off. Mm-hmm. But nobody dying in real life.
Yeah, but that stress is, though.
White Freddy feels good, but the caps by the ass in that game, dude. I like it a lot.
yeah, man.
But that's it, man. Well, all right, y'all, this is our 2019 New Year's Eve sip and chat hangout. I don't know.
Yeah. We have this white whale on deck. CBG hemp flower. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man.
Got the Jim Beam apple with that super lemon haze.
Woo. Oh, man. I got that Franklin Organic made with strawberries and lemons. Oh, it's tasty. It's a tasty treat.
So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode, man. If you did, call in, leave comments, like it, or whatever. Follow us. Go to our Instagram. Follow us there. Leave a comment. Reach out to us. Let us know what you want to hear in 2020 from us. What you want us to do. Anything different or new. Or add some stuff to it. Let us know.
Yeah, don't tell us what you don't like. 2020, man. We ain't listen to that bullshit.
You get through this armor, yo.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't penetrating my armor, man. I'm solid over here.
That's a T-shirt. You penetrate the armor, yo. Mm-hmm. All right, so where's the boy, Sister B?
Jim, King Kelso.
And we're here with the Two and the Fat podcast. We'll talk to y'all soon. Safa, hope you have a good day, man.
Merry Christmas, G.
Happy New Year, G. All right, y'all, we out of here, man. Peace.